Voices, voices, voices. World communication. There are many voices out there, all believing that they have something important to say. Some message of guidance backed up by facts and organised in persuasive visual presentations. The internet and social media is coming down with them. And we allow our minds to be saturated by all these voices demanding our attention and presenting information which they consider is important and that we need to hear. No doubt many are sincere and truly believe that they are right. And indeed it may be that in some points they are. In the present time of COVID-19, as Christians, we are not immune to this onslaught any more than the world is. Sometimes Christian channels present their own views regarding the present times in which we live. Famous preachers present their views sincerely, hoping to guide the Christian masses through the present crisis. Unfortunately, many contradict each other in the process, which then begs the question, who is hearing right? We should be careful not to heed voices that engender fear and panic. Use your spiritual discernment to distinguish between what is true and what is false. Ask God for discernment. For if ever there was a time in history for a need of the spirit of discernment, now is that time. If you have read, heard, or viewed something that comes under the guise of godliness and at the end of the communication, your spirit is affected in such a way that you feel fearful, despondent, confused, or hopeless, then I would question whether the communication is of God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind," or sound judgment. Beloved, if ever there was a time we needed sound judgment, it is now. We need to remind ourselves of this continuously. The question that I would like to pose today is this. Whose voice are you listening to? The message today is based on the theme of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, which is the main subject matter that the whole of John chapter 10 is dedicated to. But for the message today, I will be focusing on verses 22 to 30. Let's read John chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. Now it was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Now the background to this discussion was taking place in Solomon's porch. A pavilion surrounded the temple, and Solomon's porch was a long covered colonnade similar to a cloister in the temple court. it states that it was winter. No doubt Jesus and others would seek it, maybe as covering or shelter. The passage details that this took place during the Feast of Dedication, which was celebrated for 8 days in December. Antiochus Epiphanes desecrated the temple in Jerusalem, as prophesied in Daniel 11:31, and the Maccabeans restored and purified the temple. In commemoration of the restoration, the Feast of Dedication was instituted. Today, it is also known as the Feast of Lights or Hanukkah. Regarding the approach to Jesus by the Jews, it would be only natural that during Hanukkah, that is the celebration of the freedom from foreign oppression, thoughts of national deliverance would again be aroused. Israel was looking for the ultimate deliverer, the Messiah. How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus had given plenty of signs regarding who he was and had tried to broaden their understanding as to the true role of Messiah. However, they were blind to it. They wanted a military leader to free them and bring back the golden age of the temple. The divine stood before them in plain sight, yet they were looking for a human solution. Isn't that what we see right now in these times? Instead of looking to Jesus, the world grows more and more despairing, frustrated, and looking for a human solution, a leader to come up with an answer to deliver the world from this plague. Anger, frustration, rebellion, chaos, fear. The world looks for a voice that will reassure them, that will deliver them nationally from the oppression of COVID-19. There are 3 points that I would like to discuss regarding this passage of Scripture. The first point is, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." As followers of Jesus, we should, in spiritual terms, be able to discern and disseminate what is clearly of him and what is of Satan, the world, or even our flesh. Firstly, Satan spreads lies. He was a liar from the beginning. He is the prince of the power of the air. All communications across the airwaves is under his control to a greater extent. This would include multimedia presentations of all sorts, and there are many. He is a propagator of fear and anxiety, stirring things up through those outlets that are under his control. In today's climate, this would obviously involve the spread of theories regarding COVID-19. I'm not going to go into the details of these here, but you know what I mean. Born-again believers are susceptible to these as everyone else. Indeed, the scriptures detail how easy it was for the early church to be led astray. Can I also say that we need to guard our hearts against those well-known Christian names who postulate sincerely, I might add, the warnings regarding this time. Often when you examine what they are saying, you tend to find eisegesis instead of exegesis of Scripture. I haven't the time to illustrate the difference between these two conflicting approaches in Bible study, less to say that exegesis is the exposition or explanation of a text based on a careful, objective analysis. The word exegesis literally means to lead out of. That means that the interpreter is led to his conclusions by following the text. The opposite approach to Scripture is eisegesis, which is the interpretation of a passage based on a subjective, not an objective, a subjective, non-analytical reading. The word eisegesis literally means to lead into, exegesis to lead out of, eisegesis to lead into, which means the interpreter injects his own ideas into the text, making it mean whatever he wants it to. Take time to look up the difference and examples between these two approaches yourself and you will see what I mean. So the question is, how do we protect ourselves from so many voices? First and foremost, the Bible tells us that we have the indwelling Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of truth. John 14, verses 16 and 17. John chapter 15, verse 26. John chapter 16, verse 13. The Spirit of truth points to what the world cannot receive. He is incomprehensible to the natural man. John 14, verses 16 and 17 say this, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Beloved, we need to immerse ourselves in Scripture and trust that the Holy Spirit will guide us. Don't immerse yourself in the non-Christian media because it has its own agenda. The Word of God is Spirit and truth, which we have the privilege of tuning into because we are His and are birthed of that same glorious Holy Spirit. I know of some Christians who are not tuning into the news or politics anymore because of these things. I would say, keep up to date topically, but don't be easily swayed by strong views or opinions. Be discerning. If ever there was a time for Holy Spirit discernment, it is now. God's Word, after all, is Holy Spirit inspired, and we can be confident that its truth is all the revelation we need. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." If you're not sure of anything, share your thoughts and concerns with those closer to home, people that you trust and know are solid in the Word of God. People that don't waver. People who, in spite of personal difficulties, are still standing, mature. People who have a record of stability. Indeed, there may come a time when media communication is closed to us as Christians. That is, when we will need each other. We are family. The family of God. The second point I want to make is, the first being his sheep will hear his voice. The second point is his sheep will follow him. Generally, I suspect sheep, like most animals, can be seduced into following someone who offers them food. If you stand at a gate long enough, sheep or cows will eventually come all the way over to where you are standing. I don't so much think that it's out of curiosity, but more that they think that you have something to offer them. Sheep, offer them a clump of grass, they may well tentatively eat from your hand, but offer them freshly cut turnip and the whole herd will be vying to get in there first for a bite. However, if the shepherd shows up and calls, or they see him, no amount of turnip will keep them from running toward him. Why? because sheep know instinctively that their relationship with the shepherd goes deeper than food. It's about familiarity and trust and protection as well. Watch what type of food you are consuming. Also, in a world of many voices, our actions and attitudes speak volumes to others. In a world that is struggling to come to terms with restrictions and fear, we also have a message to voice. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have a message to bring to the masses. As for us Christians, listening to the great shepherd's voice and keeping in step with the Spirit keeps us from falling prey to the fearful voices vying for our attention, the onslaught to control our mind and thinking. You hear the term control mentioned more and more regarding government regulations, but the wise will understand clearly that the real control is about the battle raging in the heavenly realms over control of our minds. Spiritual warfare is primarily about who controls the mind. Isaiah chapter 26, 3 says this, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." And again in Romans 12, verse 2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Transformed by the renewing of your mind daily. Beloved, a mind dedicated to the world and its concerns will produce a life tossed back and forth by the currents of culture. But a mind dedicated to God's truth will produce a life that can stand the test of time. We can resist the temptation of our culture by meditating on God's truth and letting the Holy Spirit guide and shape our thoughts and behaviours. And the third and final point, the first one being, his sheep will hear his voice or know his voice. The second, his sheep will follow him. And the third one is, we shall never perish. We shall never perish. Nothing is more important in times like these, where there is great focus by Christian media on the end times and fears regarding taking the mark of the beast and losing your salvation. Beloved, I consider these things not to come from God. Listen to Jesus' voice in the passages that we've been listening to. John chapter 10 verse 28 says, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." More than anything, Jesus reassures those that belong to him, his sheep, that none shall be lost. John chapter 14 verses 1 to 3 says this, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Does God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit lie? Of course not. Then who is the liar? It's as simple as that. Your salvation is secure. The Bible tells us in the book of Daniel that the wise will understand and be saved. We will, through the Holy Spirit, be able to discern. Now, it's true that none of us know the time or the circumstances of our deaths, but the Saviour of our souls is waiting to receive us. None can snatch us out of his hand. When we say that he is our peace, we are able to say it in the knowledge that we have eternal security. We have a living hope that whether dead or alive, Jesus is coming back to receive us. Stop listening to other voices, conspiracy theories regarding vaccinations, and the fear-mongering that is going on. Have faith. Trust in God. Faith is not swayed by speculation. It has eyes to see the truth. I want to finish with the question that I began with. Whose voice are you listening to? May the Prince of Peace give you peace in your heart as you draw near to the great shepherd of your soul. Shalom.